This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to hold a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis, Canada, shortly. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi held a pull-aside meeting with Mexico President Claudia Sheinbaum on the sidelines of the G7 outreach summit. Mr. Modi also held a pull-aside bilateral meeting with President of South Korea, Lee Jae-myung, a short while ago. The Prime Minister is participating in the G7 summit in Canada, where discussions are focused on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. This is Prime Minister Modi's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. Amid rising tensions in West Asia, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the situation between Israel and Iran. They have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security. In Gujarat, nearly 163 DNA samples of the deceased of the recent Ahmedabad plane crash have been successfully identified so far, and 124 mortal remains were handed over to the family members. Medical Superintendent of Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, Dr. Rakesh Joshi, told media that 24 mortal remains will be handed over this morning. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has reviewed operations of Air India and Air India Express in a high-level meeting held in New Delhi yesterday. The DGCA raised concerns regarding recent maintenance-related issues reported by Air India. The airline was advised to strengthen internal coordination across engineering, operations, ground handling units, and ensure availability of adequate spares to mitigate passenger delays resulting from such issues and strictly adhere to regulations. During the meeting, the impact of recent airspace closures, particularly over Iranian airspace, was reviewed. The closures have led to flight diversions, delays, and cancellations. In Chhattisgarh, three villagers were murdered and a dozen others abducted as Maoists struck in retaliatory violence in Peddakorma, a remote forest settlement in the Bijapur district, last evening. The suspected Maoist targeted a family connected to a surrendered Maoist and unleashed violence on the innocent villagers. Bijapur Additional Superintendent of Police, Chandrakant Gavarna, said they have received initial information and a team has been dispatched to the crime scene. Initially, they have been informed that three individuals have been killed. India is marching towards eliminating tuberculosis, and the incidence rate of TB in the country has declined exponentially as compared to the world. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Union Minister of State for Health, Anupriya Patel, informed that the TB mortality in the country has gone down rapidly.
हमारे यहाँ आज बड़ी तेजी से टीबी की मोर्टेलिटीज जो हैं वो घटी हैं और टीबी इंसिडेंस रेट 17.7% तक घटा है तो ये सब इसलिए संभव हो रहा है क्योंकि हमारे कंसिस्टेंट प्रयास चल रहे हैं अभी हमने 7 दिसंबर 2024 से 10 मार्च तक लगातार 100 दिन का इंटेंसिफाइड कैंपेन चलाया था
चीफ मिनिस्टर डॉ प्रमोद सावंत एक्सटेंडेड हिज हार्टफेल्ट ग्रीटिंग्स टू द पीपल ऑफ गोवा ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ गोवा रेवोल्यूशन डे In his message, the Chief Minister said that Goa Revolution Day holds special significance in the history of Goa's freedom movement. It was on the 18th of June 1946 that the people of Goa launched a bold resistance against Portuguese rule. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a red alert for Assam as the India Meteorological Department has predicted extremely heavy rainfall with thunderstorms across the state, including in Guwahati, in the next 2 days. The MHA issued the red alert and asked the state government to ensure the safety of the people. The red alert will be enforced today and tomorrow. And on to sports. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian women's team lost 1-4 to Argentina at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. This was the side's second consecutive loss in the European leg of the season after it lost 1-2 to Australia on Sunday. Deepika scored the only goal for India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.